He has made him known, a Christmas sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin.
The true God is not a God that will be found as a result of our God-seeking. He will only be revealed as he looks for and finds us. This is what was happening when Jesus was born.
And for any size year-end donation, we'll send you a CD of this sermon and a sermon preached by Todd on the conversion of Paul. You can make an online tax-deductible gift at issuesetc.org.
The time has come on this Friday afternoon to do what we like to do on Fridays. It's a way of reviewing what you've been able to hear here on Issues, etc. It's a way of involving our listeners and giving somebody a chance not only to hear something that they may have missed in the course of the year, but also a chance to win the LPR bundle package, the I Have Issues t-shirt, the Issues, etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad are only accessible in two ways. Either you physically come to our little studio here in Collinsville, Illinois, and we will give you one just for walking in the door, or you have the best vote when we play Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week. And it's time to play Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. You can vote by sending us an email right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org. Please include your city and state. We'd like to know where you're listening. You can send us a tweet with your vote, @IssuesETC, or you can vote at our Facebook fan page. If you scroll down a little bit, you will find the pictures of our soundbite providers this week, and you'll find a place to vote for Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week, Facebook.com/IssuesETC, Facebook.com/IssuesETC, and phone call votes get to go first. Soundbite number one this week comes from Molly Hemingway. We were speaking to her recently, and one of the things we wanted her to respond to was CNN's Piers Morgan talking about the Pope. Here's Morgan and Molly's response.
Tell me why the right seem to have some big issue with a man who appears to be non-bigoted, incredibly humble, a force for good, somebody perhaps revolutionizing an anachronistic church, dragging them kicking and screaming into the real world.
That is the type of question that says everything about Piers Morgan and nothing about Francis or the church. I think it's just so interesting that he thinks that the Christian church, which has been existing with the poor, the sick, the wounded, the spiritually damaged for 2,000 years, he calls it what, anachronistic, and that Francis is only now dragging the church into the real world. That church in general has more to do with the real world than Piers Morgan could ever touch with his pinky, I imagine. And this speaks so much to the way the media are self-centered. They like what Francis is saying now because they perceive him to be giving it to pro-lifers or giving it to traditional marriage advocates or whatnot. There's a lot one could say about Francis, but it would probably behoove figures in the media to think more about what Francis is saying to them and less about what he's saying against traditional-minded believers.
All right, that's soundbite number one, Molly Hemingway responding to CNN's Piers Morgan on the Pope. If you think it ought to be Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week, you need to give us a call and vote, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet @IssuesETC, or you can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. If you send us a tweet, an email, or vote at our Facebook fan page, please include your city and state. Here's soundbite number two. It's Pastor Chris Hull answering the question, can you fight the devil alone?
Look at the last quote of Luther. We are beggars. This is true. It's overquoted. Everybody knows it. But think of how profound this is. This is Luther, the guy who read the Old Testament three times a year, the guy who couldn't even count on his hands how many times he read the New Testament every year. And he's saying, I am a beggar. I am begging before the mercy seat of my Lord Jesus Christ. That is who you and I are. We are not the onward Christian soldiers, let's lift high the cross because we're the soldiers. Yeah, you are, but you're a pretty weak soldier. Christ is the ultimate one. He is the one that fights for you. Despair of yourself and trust in Christ. That is what overcomes. The only thing that overcomes that roaring lion is the Lion of Judah, not you, the little house cat.
That's soundbite number two, Pastor Chris Hull. Can you fight the devil alone? Do you want it to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week? Then give us a call and vote. 1-877-623-6943. Talkback at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. We are giving away to the listener with the best vote during Issues Etc. soundbite of the week the LPR bundle package, an I Have Issues t-shirt, and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. Soundbite number three this week comes from Dr. Paul Meyer. We got a kind of a quick trifecta from him the other day when we were looking at, Dan Brown's latest book, Inferno. Another book called Zealot, purporting to be about the real history of Jesus, and Bill O'Reilly's Killing Jesus. Here's a montage of the authors and Dr. Meyer's response.
I want people to know that when this fictional character or any of the fictional characters enter a church, that church really exists. When they look at a parchment, that parchment is real.
This is not a religious book. There's no religion in a book, nothing. It's all about history.
This attempt to dig through as much as possible the layers of legend and mythology, interpretation and faith around Jesus the Christ, and to get to Jesus the man is important not just for the historian, but I think also for the person of faith.
Isn't it amazing how they all want to touch base with the fact? They all claim to write objectively and tell only the truth. I don't know what's happening lately, but all of a sudden we find four or five or six books born that have some kind of bestseller to attach to them, and they're all put downs on the historical record and the typical Christian record, which is historical. The whole idea, again, is violate history, come up with something fresh that nobody's seen before, and then you get a reading audience.
That soundbite number three, Dr. Paul Meyer's reaction to recent histories of Jesus. Do you think it should be soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Get ready to vote, because after soundbite number four, that's all that's left to do. Your votes. Here comes soundbite number four from Pastor Brian Wolfmiller on the growing unpopularity of thinking of the church as the church militant.
People say, God just wants me to be happy. Is that right? Is that right? I've just missed that verse. I mean, it's almost assumed. It's not even questioned now. That's the idea that underpins so much of modern theology, is that God is interested in my happiness. And there's some trouble with that too, Todd, because it blunts the gospel in a lot of ways, because the gospel is going to come along and surprise us with the fact that God is even interested in us in the first place, and that his interest in us is not to send us to hell, but rather to give us his gifts and his kingdom and his name and his love and the forgiveness of all of our sins. But that's supposed to come to us as a surprise. But now you talk to people and you're like, hey, Jesus loves you. And they're like, yeah, well, I love me too. Awesome. I mean, this is, you know, remember the old four spiritual laws? God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. And I think it's so terrible because people say, hey, I love me too. I got a wonderful plan for my life too. Me and God are on the same page here. I mean, it's supposed to be, after you get through hearing the law, a surprise that Jesus loves you and that he's going to have anything to do with you for eternity. But we just accept it. And so the preaching of the gospel is blunted because we've made God into our servant. That would be my guess as to why we don't like this military thing.
All right, that's soundbite number four. Pastor Brian Wolfmiller answering the question, why is the idea of the church militant fallen out of popularity? Those are the four soundbites. You've heard them. Now it's time to vote. 1-877-623-6943. If you're calling with your vote, you get to vote first. 1-877-623-MYIE. 877-623-6943. Send us an email. talkback@issuesetc.org. We get those emails in real time right here in the studio. talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet with your vote @IssuesETC, or go to our Facebook fan page. There's space there for you to vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Facebook.com/IssuesETC. Your votes for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week after this break.
I don't care if Monday's black, Tuesday, Wednesday, hard to tell.
He Has Made Him Known, a Christmas sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin.
The true God is not a God that will be found as a result of our God seeking. He will only be revealed as he looks for and finds us. This is what was happening when Jesus was born.
And for any size year-end donation, we'll send you a CD of this sermon and a sermon preached by Todd on the conversion of Paul. You can make an online tax-deductible gift at issuesetc.org.
Steadfast Lutherans, people who believe the law condemns everyone and should be preached to the fullest. People who believe the gospel is for everyone and should be preached to its sweetest. Traditional Lutheran doctrine and practice deliver every Sunday this law and gospel, that Christ was crucified for us sinners. To all who received him, who believed in his name, the Gospel of John says, he gave the right to become children of God. To see how Steadfast Lutherans preserves this good news for everyone, visit steadfastlutherans.org.
Providing artillery support for the church militant on the front lines, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7? Check out our website, issuesetc.org, and go to the Listen On Demand page. Listen at the gym, in your kitchen, in your garden, on your iPod, your computer, or in your car. The technology may be new, but the truth never changes. Issues Etc. On Demand audio, available for your convenience at issuesetc.org. 10 hours of new programming each week. issuesetc.org, and click Listen On Demand.
What makes Christ Our Savior Lutheran Church in Freeburg, Illinois so special? Our new members talk about the family atmosphere, the welcoming people, and the outstanding music. But most importantly, you'll be confronted with your sin and comforted with the assurance that Jesus has removed that sin so that you can live each day as his baptized and forgiven child. Christ Our Savior Lutheran Church is at 612 North State Street in Freeburg, Illinois. Sunday worship is at 9 a.m., Sunday school and Bible classes at 10:20 a.m. Call 618-539-5664.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. Live this Friday afternoon. It's the 20th of December. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. It's time for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week and your opportunity to win the LPR Bundle Package, an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, or notepad. There's absolutely no way in the world to get any of those items. They are not available unless you either show up here in Collinsville, Illinois, and visit the studio, or you get the best vote during Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, and we'll give one LPR Bundle Package away to the listener with the best vote on this Friday afternoon, December the 20th. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-I-E. Phone call votes get to go first. You can send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org, via Twitter at IssuesETC, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Which should it be? Soundbite number one, Molly Hemingway responding to CNN's Pierce Morgan on the Pope. Soundbite number two, Pastor Chris Hull, can you fight the devil alone? Soundbite number three, Dr. Paul Meyer's reaction to recent histories of Jesus, or soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller on the growing unpopularity of thinking of the church as the church militant. 1-877-623-6943. Talkback@issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at IssuesETC, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Up first, listening in Illinois, Herman is on the line. Hi, Herman.
Hi, thank you. I'm voting for number three, Dr. Paul Meyer, because he has the credentials, knowledge, and background of Christian history to authoritatively speak against this distorted type of propaganda that tries to pass itself off as historical literature.
Herman, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Illinois. Scott is up next. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Todd. All four of your sound bites this week are just top shelf stuff, but I'm going to also vote for Paul Meyer. Niche marketing of truth just seems to be a popular thing nowadays. Everybody wants their own brand of truth, and these guys who are writing these pseudo-historical works or selling them as such, they all purport to have historic truth. I don't believe there are different types of truth. I believe there is just truth. And Todd, you said it yourself at the Making the Case conference. Truth is a person. And once you get rid of that person for who he has claimed to be, you have nothing.
Scott, thank you very much. Let's see what Cheryl has to say. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, I'm voting for number two, Pastor Chris Hall's statement, answering the question, can you fight the devil alone? And I was reminded of verse 2 of A Mighty Fortress Is Our God, but for us fights the valiant one whom God himself elected. That's why I'm voting for Chris Hall.
Cheryl, thank you very much. Let's see. From Twitter, Michael says, I vote for soundbite number 2, Pastor Chris Hull on Can You Fight the Devil Alone? He says, bringing up house cats is always a winner in my book. Also, his direction to trust only in Jesus is spot on. Michael, thanks for the tweet. In Red Bluff, California, Ernest says he's voting for soundbite number 2 as well, Pastor Chris Hull. He says, Pastor Hull puts it back into perspective in a very direct and plain manner. Thanks for listening out there in California, Ernest. In San Jose, California, Deborah says, they're all really good. I vote for number 4, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. God doesn't want us to be happy, but saved. Thanks for listening in San Jose, Deborah. Still plenty of time for your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week and your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package on this Friday afternoon, December the 20th. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Send us that email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org. talkback@issuesetc.org. Or you can send us a tweet with your vote at IssuesETC or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, facebook.com/IssuesETC. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for December is about the calendar. It's about the Christian calendar and the secular calendars. It's about the overlapping of calendars and really a fair amount of confusion that has emerged in the last 2,000 years over when Jesus was really born. And it attempts to sort out the calendar, sort out the details, sort out the dates, and come close to a date for the birth of Jesus. Why is this important? Well, much of Christian history hinges upon that. The earliest Christians were certainly deeply concerned about the real historicity, the actual dates on which things occurred. They celebrated those dates, and the church still does. You can find out more about this book, The Issues Etc., Book of the Month for December, When Was Jesus Really Born? Early Christianity, the Calendar, and the Life of Jesus, at our website, issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org, or you can call Concordia Publishing House and ask for The Issues Etc., Book of the Month for December, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. It's called When Was Jesus Really Born? Early Christianity, the Calendar, and the Life of Jesus. Paul in California is voting for soundbite number 4, Pastor Wolfmiller. Paul says, his comments speak to the itching ears syndrome pervasive in what constitute much of contemporary Christianity, the Christianity of Osteen and the Trinity Broadcasting Network crowd. It's all about making people feel good about themselves, which only serves to make them comfortable in their sins. Much of contemporary Christianity isn't confronting people with their sins, driving them to repentance at the foot of the cross. It's basically saying to them, it's okay, you're a wretched sinner. We like you, and you should like yourself. It pulls them from Christ toward themselves. Very insightful, Paul. Thanks for listening in California. David in Colorado is voting for soundbite number 3. Dr. Meyer, the response of many in our culture to Christianity is akin to vandals attacking the Mona Lisa with paint guns. I'm grateful to Dr. Meyer for scraping back some of the gunk and speaking the truth. Thanks for listening in Colorado, David. The winner this week of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week is soundbite number 2. Pastor Chris Hull, can you fight the devil alone?
Look at the last quote of Luther. We are beggars. This is true. It's overquoted. Everybody knows it. But think of how profound this is. This is Luther, the guy who read the Old Testament 3 times a year, the guy who couldn't even count on his hands how many times he read the New Testament every year. And he's saying, I am a beggar. I am begging before the mercy seat of my Lord Jesus Christ. That is who you and I are. We are not the onward Christian soldiers. Let's lift high the cross because we're the soldiers. Yeah, you are. But you're a pretty weak soldier. Christ is the ultimate one. He is the one that fights for you. Despair of yourself and trust in Christ. That is what overcomes. The only thing that overcomes that roaring lion is the Lion of Judah. Not you, the little house cat.
All right, that's soundbite number two. It's the winner of Issues, Etc. soundbite of the week. Pastor Chris Hull, can you fight the devil alone? The LPR bundle package this Friday goes to Paul in California. Thanks to everybody who voted for Issues, Etc. soundbite of the week. But Paul, if you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talkback@issuesetc.org. We will send you the LPR bundle package. And again, thanks to everybody who played Issues, Etc. soundbite of the week. Folks, there are only 11 days left in 2013. I can't believe it either. We're $25,000 short of making budget. Every year, our listeners have helped us meet and exceed our budget for the last 5 years running. We have ended in the black thanks to our listeners' support. With only 11 days left in 2013, we need that support again. Please consider making a year-end tax-deductible gift to support the worldwide outreach of Issues, Etc. For any sized year-end donation, we're going to send you a CD of two sermons that I've preached, one on the birth of Christ and the other on the conversion of Saul. You can make a secure online gift at our website, issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make that check payable to Issues, Etc. Send it to Issues, Etc., Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. The address again, Issues, Etc., Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. And as always, thanks for listening, and thanks for keeping us in mind when you consider your year-end giving this year. Monday on Issues, Etc. Another little thing we like to do with our listeners at the end of the Advent season. Just before we go on Christmas vacation, we always ask our listeners this question, and then we try and accommodate them with as many answers as we can give. What is your favorite Christmas hymn and why? So what we'll do is we'll post something on Facebook this weekend so you can start putting your favorite Christmas hymns there. And then on Monday, we'll answer that question during Open Lines, and we will play at least portions of as many of your favorite Christian Christmas hymns as we possibly can. So get ready for that question. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? We'll also talk with Pastor Tom Baker about the visit of the wise men. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues, Etc.
Weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues, Etc. Issues, Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues, Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
In the fullness of time, he came, bringing such joy to the world. As the church celebrates the joy of waiting fulfilled, consider registering at acelc.net for our next conference, Christ for Us in the Office of the Holy Ministry, February 25th through 27th in Cedar Falls, Iowa. In the fullness of time, he came and still comes for our joy in his word and sacraments. Have a blessed Christ Mass and visit us at acelc.net.
Thank you for donating more than $65,000 to Issues, Etc. in the past month. And with 2 weeks left in 2013, we're $25,000 short of making budget. Please consider making a year-end tax-deductible gift online at issuesetc.org. You can also contribute by check. Make your check payable to Issues, Etc. Send it to Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for listening, and thanks for thinking of us at the end of the year.